Picture your brain as the world's most sophisticated supercomputer, 86 billion neurons firing constantly, yet capable of holding only 4 to 7 thoughts at once. Now imagine asking that computer to process 35,000 decisions daily while swimming through 3.3 zettabytes of internet data. Feel the circuits beginning to smoke? Welcome to Modern Life, where we've traded simplicity for what Julia Hobsbawm calls cat syndrome, complexity, anxiety, and too little time. The cost isn't just stress, it's catastrophic. When Boeing's 737 MAX computers became too complex for pilots to override, 346 people died. Our brains respond similarly when overloaded. They simply shut down, entering what Hobsbawm calls complexity cutoff. Yet there's an elegant solution hiding in plain sight, one that's been perfected over millions of years by creatures with brains far smaller than ours, the honeybee. Their secret? A six-sided framework that maximizes efficiency while minimizing waste. Why six sides? Mathematics offers the first clue. Six is Euclid's perfect number, its factors summing to itself. 1 + 2 + 3 = 6. But honeybees reveal the deeper truth. Declared Earth's most important species in 2019, these insects build their entire civilization on hexagons, not circles, not squares, but six-sided structures that tile perfectly, creating maximum storage with minimum materials. Darwin noted that bees never alter this design because its geometry simply cannot be improved. The honeycomb begins as circular wax, but hardens into hexagons, creating structures 200 times stronger than steel despite being paper thin. This isn't random, it's evolution's answer to complexity. The Hexagon Action Framework applies this natural wisdom through six principles, each distilled into six-word mantras that cut through chaos like a knife through honeycomb. Clarity begins with decision-making. While thousands of unconscious choices happen automatically, conscious decisions often paralyze us. The truth? Indecision creates more complexity than wrong choices. For tough calls, use the rule of sixes. Sit with the decision for 6 minutes, 6 hours, or 6 days, depending on its weight, then act. Your attention is the filter determining what matters. We check phones 80 times daily, spending 4 hours scrolling. Each distraction requires 23 minutes to regain focus. The infinite scroll exploits your brain's limited capacity, triggering stress and loneliness. Treat attention like the finite resource it is. Habits preserve willpower, which drains throughout the day like a battery. Roy Baumeister's experiment proved this. People forced to resist chocolate cookies gave up faster on subsequent puzzles. The solution isn't more willpower. It's environmental design. Remove temptations and simplify your surroundings to preserve mental energy for what truly matters. Psychologist Brian Little discovered free traits, the ability for introverts to act extroverted when motivated. We now live as blended selves, fluidly combining personal and professional identities across multiple online personas. Infinite digital choice exhausts us, with vulnerable groups, particularly teenage girls, suffering measurably higher suicide rates from social media pressure. The antidote? Come offline. Stand up 6 times daily for face-to-face conversations to eliminate digital misunderstandings. 2 traditional personality types add snowflakery, representing individuality and neurodiversity. Being sensitive means staying connected to your feelings. While emotions seem complicated, focusing usually reveals 1 or 2 actual problems where creativity thrives. Whether Elton John and Bernie Taupin crafting songs that make fans feel seen, or Henry founding nonsuch drinks with sticky branding, creation forges deep connection. This human spark, our creativity and integrity, separates us from machines forever, though beautiful combinations emerge when we collaborate thoughtfully with technology. Your smartphone has an off switch. You don't. We check devices 80 times daily, remain perpetually available, and struggle to disconnect. Louise Chester, corporate advisor, emphasizes that simplicity is about stillness, releasing yourself from reactivity. Physical activity offers excellent mental reset opportunities. Consider hashtag This Mum Runs, founded by Mel Bound for working mothers seeking your time, your space, your pace. Even viewing nature images calms your parasympathetic nervous system. Simple practices like proper breathing improve digestion and nervous system regulation. Sleep rejuvenates cells. A 20-minute nap works wonders. When you laugh and relax, cortisol drops while serotonin increases. Attention remains the portal through which information reaches your brain, and that portal has limits. Enter infobesity, consuming too much information too quickly without proper digestion. The OneCoin cryptocurrency scam fooled a million people because humans naturally love complexity, making us vulnerable to exploitation. The Columbia shuttle disaster exemplifies this danger. Engineers had modeled the fatal foam breach, but the information was buried in dense PowerPoint presentations that failed to command attention. In our information-saturated world, curation becomes essential, portion control for infobesity. Your brain processes social loss like physical pain. Isolation contradicts our fundamental nature. Despite over 2 hours daily on social media, digital connections lack the sensory richness of physical presence, seeing, smelling, touching, hearing. Robin Dunbar's research reveals you can maintain only 150 meaningful relationships simultaneously, and friendships decay without in-person contact. Physical touch, especially hugging, reduces stress and builds trust in ways screens cannot replicate. You're 34 times more likely to get what you ask for in person than by email. Shift from transactional thinking, what can I get, to relational thinking, how can I forge connections? Keep meetings and email lists to 6 people or fewer. Identify your social 6, the handful of people who truly matter in your network right now. We each have exactly 168 hours per week, yet modern complexity devours them. The average internet user spends 6 hours daily online, with 250 billion emails exchanged globally each day. While deadlines provide focus, our short-term mindset prevents taking the long view. Trees operate differently. Great Basin bristlecone pines live 4,500 plus years without quarterly deadlines, following natural cycles rather than artificial fixed points. Control over your time significantly impacts well-being. A 1970s study revealed elderly people with environmental control had half the death rate of those without choices. In workplaces, control increases productivity and creativity. Swedish studies show 6-hour workdays have absenteeism, while significant overtime increases heart attack risk by up to 60%. Managing distractions becomes critical as freelance work grows. Interruptions waste enormous time, taking a third of an hour to regain focus after going online. Cal Newport defines deep work as requiring undivided attention, while shallow work tricks us into believing we're multitasking when humans are natural monotaskers. While open-plan offices encourage creativity, they hinder concentration. Headphones have become our signal for deep work. Digital devices both save and consume time, creating opportunities for different work patterns if we embrace flexibility over rigid schedules. In a world obsessed with complexity, simplicity is revolutionary. The honeybee, with its pinhead-sized brain, has mastered what we've forgotten. Structure creates freedom, limits enable focus, and less accomplishes more. Italian chef Massimo Bottura reimagined tradition with 6 tortellini walking into a broth. Kenyan scientist Faith Osier collapsed 30 years of malaria research into 1 3-month experiment. Satish Kumar walked 8,000 miles with no money, carrying only peace tea. Each embodies the hexagon's wisdom: clarity, individuality, reset, knowledge, networks, and time working in harmony. Your brain isn't broken, it's drowning in a world designed for machines. The solution isn't more productivity hacks. It's returning to human scale, to patterns that align with how you actually think. 6 sides, 6 principles, 6 words. Keep it simple and learn from nature.